Welcome back to It's Your Business, and this is show 719 in our original It's Your Business series. And as we normally do on the third Tuesday of the month, we talk about pets. You said, Bill, it's the second Tuesday of the month. What's going on? Tim Ness, who normally does the show, had a class reunion. And I know that some class reunions last forever, and apparently this one lasted beyond the weekend. So Tim will be with us on the third Tuesday this month, and we have Stacy Bach that's with us this morning to talk about pets.
Yes.
None too soon.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
You know, the last time we were here, it was a difficult show for you to do because we had just received all of the rain. Lincoln County, Canton, where you live, was heavily touched. We talked about it in terms of your loss, animals, and how they would react to it. Can you kind of do a little recovery for us this morning?
Well, you know, we've bounced back as a community, got all the water gone and clean up, and the city crews came around, picked up a lot of debris and things that people had lost in their home, which was a great help. You know, and now it's just the efforts of people replacing things that were lost. You know, a lot of appliances, carpet, furniture. We've had a lot of volunteers and a lot of outside help come into our community and get us cleaned up and back on track. So I feel like, you know, with all of the help and with all of the people pulling together and the churches feeding the town every night, we've bounced back very well. So we're good.
Stacy, of course, is your pet stop. We're going to be taking calls this hour, 336-1320, 1-800-228-4435. I always have to look up that number because I always call the 1320 number. We talked about pets.
Yes.
And floods. And I remember you telling us about taking your dog for a walk in the garage.
Right.
Because you couldn't take him out where there was water.
Right.
That, to me, was pretty creative, but it should mean something to people that if they lose some property or their property is suddenly an island, that they have an alternative because the pets need to be as realistic as possible as to what is going on.
Yeah, you know, keeping their routine as scheduled for them as you can, you know, really helps kind of take that anxiety and stress off of them. And it kind of keeps them going because they can sense fear. And, you know, when things are going wrong, they may get nervous or scared. And, you know, we had a few local little pets that were lost in the area and people Facebooked them and, you know, got them back to their original homes. So, yeah, if you can, you know, make do anyway, or if you, you know, have a garage and you can get out there and still let them run or play or just burn off some energy, that's good. Or, you know, if there's a park or an area that isn't, you know, under that icky water or full of mud, always a bonus.
I wondered how many times you had to walk them in the garage before you actually got to walk outside.
Well, they've spent about a couple of days out there playing in the garage, and then now they're back in the front yard checking out things, searching for critters. So they're back to normal, and I think very happy to be out of the garage.
We're glad to have Stacy with us. Your pet stop, yourpetstopinc.com, 221-2738. Is that correct?
Yes.
I don't know how many times maybe I had the wrong number, and I apologize for that. But you guys have updated your website, too.
Yeah, you know, yourpetstopinc.com, we finally discovered and realized that our webpage was a couple months behind, and we apologize for that, but we do have all our local and current events listed on there, and it is updated and current. So if you go to that page now, you will notice we are out of March and back to July and August.
Where did the spring go?
Where did it go? We don't know.
336-1320, if you'd like to pose some questions about your pets, their eating habits, and some of the events that are upcoming. You've got a couple that you mentioned already.
Yeah, we do. Saturday from noon until 2 p.m., we'll be having the Sioux Empire Pit Bull Rescue down at Your Pet Stop, and they'll be having a cookout with all proceeds going back into the rescue. So you can come down and get a hot dog off the Barbie, meet some cool dogs. you know, learn about the rescue and, you know, good lunch. Money goes for good cause. And, of course, our third Saturday of the month is always the Dakota Dachshund Rescue. So they will be there from noon to 2 the following Saturday. So if that, you know, interests you or you're interested in meeting any of those dogs in that rescue, you know, we encourage you to come down, meet them, check it out.
We're going to talk about food. And ironically, I'm on the road last Thursday, and I'm listening, and we had some people on the air, and they mentioned Del Monte Foods. And they did it in a way that was not the best. Apparently moved here from Wisconsin. But I noticed that you're at least mentioning Del Monte in your featuring of the Natural Balance Foods today.
Yeah. You know, July, every month we pick a food and we kind of make it our feature food and sale for the month. This month we went with Natural Balance. You know, Natural Balance is something that was bought out by a company, Del Monte Foods, and a lot of people, you know, kind of had fears and reservations about that, as we did, you know, down at your pet stop. You know, as opposed to, will the ingredients and quality remain the same? Will the ingredients still be sourced out of the U.S.? And we've had a meeting with the rep from the Natural Balance food line, and he has assured us that, you know, even though they've merged, the dog food processing is going to actually be separate. All the ingredients are going to stay U.S., and the formula is basically going to remain the same. So, you know, we are pretty excited about that because it is a good food. We just want to ensure that all of our customers and our four-legged friends especially, you know, are eating a good quality food, and we don't have to worry about ingredients or where they're from or have any fears about the food that we're feeding.
Let's get into those. It's a limited ingredient diet formula. Explain, please.
It is. You know, a lot of people who go on a basic grain-free diet, you know, can actually solve a lot of issues when it comes to allergies, you know, which can come out in the form of hot spots, the itching, the scratching, the pulling hair, the goopy eyes, the goopy ears, you know, multiple stool issues. And sometimes just being grain-free doesn't necessarily work either. There's just still something going on. So with Natural Balance, it's actually an LID diet, a limited ingredient. And basically, you know, a large part of dogs' issues are always corn, wheat, or soy. So, of course, this food is going to be grain-free. It's not going to be a part of that diet as well. But with a limited ingredient diet, you just have one protein, one carb, and one starch. So you don't have multiple fruit and veggies in there. You don't have a lot going on. And by having your diet be so limited, it's easier to pinpoint what it is that your dog is reacting to, whether it be the meat or whether it be, you know, a form of the carb. But usually, you know, we don't see a lot of reactions when it comes to the carbs as much as the meat or other ingredients. So not really a food that compares to Natural Balance. When we did a lot of switching people off of it last year, it's so unique in itself. You're just not going to find one that really can compare to it. So
how many questions do you guys answer about food with your pet stuff? I would guess a lot. People are concerned. Oh. Either that or they just feed them off the table. It goes one way or the other.
It does. It really does. The questions are, you know, I couldn't even guesstimate the amount. There are so many when it comes to food questions.
Do people understand when you start talking limited ingredient diet, if they are really not on a special diet themselves, as to why it's important for their animals?
You know, a lot of times what's really nice about a large group of people is that they really do inquire and they really ask those questions. You know, we may have people come in and say, you know, hey, my dog's been itching and scratching and I've had him on a grain-free. You know, and after a while, if you switch from one grain-free to another to just increase that protein percent and we're still having issues, you know, my go-to would either be to do a no potato and no grain diet just to see if it could be the potato or just to do a limited ingredient. Because if you're still having problems then, I mean, our list of what could be causing it is so small that we actually have better results. And then we can also break it down to, is it really the diet at this point?
Stacy Bach, your pet stop, 221-2738, the number to call. You can visit the website, which has been updated.
Updated.
It's no longer winter. It's now summer.
It's come to summer. It's updated.
YourPetStopInc.com. We're going to talk about some myths. Take your questions, 336-1320, all a part of Your Pet Stop on this Tuesday.
Welcome to Bark Out Loud Comedy Club tonight from New York. Give it up for Ms. Fluffy Poodle Pants.
Thank you, thank you. I'm so happy to be here with all you great-looking dogs. Any cats in the audience? All right, glad you're here. So, first time in Sioux Falls. Love it, love it. Everyone is so friendly, maybe a little too friendly. All the sniffing, but that's cool, it's cool. I really love Your Pet Stop. Got me a new collar for the show. Your Pet Stop has different collars for different situations. Do we have any pullers in the audience? No? No? Yeah, well, you know who you are. I once needed a special collar because I didn't know how to walk with my owner. I had to wear this crazy harness thing. Did it work? Yeah, because now he wears it. Well, thanks, guys. You've been great. Keep on sniffing and check out Your Pet Stop. They're your neighborhood fast stop pet stop at 501 East 41st Street. Get in, get out, and be on your way.
Limbaugh, weekdays 11 to 2. Kello, News Talk 1320, 107.9.
Welcome back. It's Your Business, and we're visiting the pets, as we do once a month. It's always a Tuesday, and this month, would you switch second and third? You know, vacation time, and, and you know, pets, maybe we have another rainstorm coming next week, so we wanted to make sure you didn't have any... She's giving me, what you talking about, Willard? Look, you don't want to do that. But we do want to talk about myths. And you set it up pretty well in your notes to me. You'd like to mention the big ice water, chilled water hype going around. What are you talking about?
Yes, there is, you know, a craze on Facebook. And I'm sure other articles floating around about, you know, it being bad for your pet to have ice water or chilled water. You know, and this is simply completely a myth. You know, one of the main reasons for a dog's stomach to bloat is usually from eating or drinking too fast. You know, and even though ice or chilled water is harmless, you know, it's still obviously going to depend on each individual dog. But things that you need to remember with ice or chilled water is, you know, if he is overheated, you know, it can be a shock to his system. So maybe not a good idea then to put down a big bowl of icy cold water. But if your dog is a binge drinker, it might actually help slow him down because it's going to distract him or cause him to lick the water a little bit slower versus binge drinking. In extreme hot weather, you want your dog to drink plenty of water to avoid the dehydration or heat stroke. So if you notice your dog is panting but not drinking, giving him an ice cube to lick on, you know, can be very helpful because some dogs will readily lick the ice when they're dehydrated, even if they are reluctant to drink. And it also just might, you know, make him be more interested in the water if there are cubes in it. Another one, if your dog has been vomiting, you know, a lot of food can be withheld, but water cannot. Drinking too much water at one time is also going to contribute to that vomiting. So you can fill your dog's water dish with ice instead of water. And as that ice gradually melts, your dog will still have small amounts to kind of drink, and it actually will help him stay hydrated all day without taking in too much at one time and causing more of that stomach bloat that he probably already has if he's a little under the weather.
She's Stacy, Your Pet Stop. Our guest this morning, YourPetStopInc.com, changed website. We should mention that. 221-2738. Rev is always in our thoughts when we do a pet show. And obviously, I'm always curious about the age of pets and if that makes a difference with extremely hot weather, with any kind of problems, if they have learned through the years that a flood is a big deal, the change in weather is a big deal. How did your animals handle, or particularly the one that's the oldest that you're constantly reminding us about and worried about? Well, your dog has come to an age. It's a friend of the family.
He's winding down, let's put it that way.
Yeah. So does the dog handle the weather change better than those that are a little younger?
Yeah, now he does, because he doesn't really go outside much. He goes outside if I pick him up and carry him out, because he can't even get up anymore. But, you know, in the old days, I used to take him to the lake, and I know for a fact that he'd get overheated, you know, being up at the lake, because it'd be so hot, and we'd be sitting outside all day, you know, because I'm outside all day, and he wanted to hang out where I was. So, yeah, we had to keep him very hydrated. Ice cubes was a good deal. And I know, correct me if I'm wrong, but dogs and cats, can actually get sunburned too, can't they, on their face and their nose?
Yeah, they absolutely can. Mm-hmm.
And so you can't just leave them out in the sun all the time. You know, they have to have some type of cover or shade. Otherwise, they can get a sunburn, just like you, Bill.
Would Annie recommend sunscreen for those pets?
You know, I believe she would. She spends a lot of time outside, too, you know, so.
Is there such a thing for pets?
There's different ointments that actually will aid in helping with that. Absolutely.
Okay. You learn something in every show.
And then in the winter, you know, he'd go outside to go, and it'd be on days when it's 30 below a wind chill and the temp's, you know, 5 below. It gets colder. The snow will get colder, believe it or not. I mean, I could take him out during a 35-degree day, and it would be no big deal. Take him outside when the temperature's 0, and he starts limping, you know, really fast. Am I right?
Yeah, okay.
So it'll actually make it, you know, just don't think because the snow on the ground, it's always the same, because it will get really cold, even colder, you know, when it's that cold out. It makes a difference.
Kind of questions you get involving liquids for animals this time of year?
Well, most of it is, you know, just the fact of, you know, when they're out and about. We have a lot of people who camp. We have a lot of people who run and take their pets with them in that exercising. And we have a lot of people who say, you know, oh, I'm just down at the park for an hour. Or, oh, I just run for about 45 minutes. You know, should I really bring water? Absolutely. You should really bring water. You know, pets are going to get heated up quicker than us. Pets go through the same things that we go through, but they also have a lot of fur. So, I mean, I think, you know, that would be like us going outside today with our parkas on. I think we would be a lot warmer, a lot quicker. And, you know, it's not really that hard to just to bring water. You should always have it on you wherever you go with your pet.
So, should you avoid your pets drinking out of a lake, drinking out of water that you have no idea what's in the makeup of that liquid?
Absolutely. Never know what's in it. You never know what they could end up ingesting. And you never know if there's something harmful in there that they could lap up and end up with a cut or an injury. So never should let your pet drink out of any kind of water source other than a fresh water source provided by you.
And I know there's a couple lakes in the area right now that have been declared something's wrong with them, and you're supposed to not use the water or go in the water even, for that matter. So let alone let your dog drink, and it would be a bad deal too.
Right.
Well, the dog's just looking to cool off, or the cat. Yep. Just
they don't know any better. Yeah.
They don't know.
They just see water and go for it.
And what we're trying to encourage is that the pet owners know better.
Right.
In this show, because the first thing that you do is, well, you know, he can drink the water, or she can drink the water, and whatever the case might be, but you're saying, don't let them do it, because you may pay for it in another way.
Right.
Through your wallet at the vet, yeah.
Absolutely.
Or on the way home.
That too.
That
in the back seat. Yep. All over the back seat.
I was just thinking about that. You know, what you should know about your pet stop is that it is a family-owned pet food and supply store that specializes in healthy food for pets. Annie is certainly been the center of everything that you've done. For people that don't know Annie, tell them about Annie.
Well, Annie is also a rescue. Doug saved her at a very young age, so she's been with him since she was a baby. She's a Pekingese with a lot of big attitude. And, you know, a lot of times when we have people come in and want to see a new product on our shelf, we get it Annie approved because she's quite picky about what she likes and dislikes. So if she'll eat the snack that you're selling, you know, we'll consider it. If she won't, it's a no.
So does Annie know that she is a guinea pig?
I believe so. I believe
she
does.
And doesn't mind that role?
No. You know, I use her for modeling harnesses and fittings. And, you know, even though she's annoyed by it, I pay her well in snacks. So, I mean, we got an agreement.
She's kind of in charge down there when you walk
in.
She comes over to see what your story is, you know, and what's going on. And then she'll just go lay down by the door.
Yeah.
How old's Annie?
She's 4, going to be 5 in August.
So she's not giving up that throne or that crown for a while?
Oh, no.
No, it's going to be quite a while, I'm afraid.
Forever.
Yep.
Forever.
Makes sense. All right. If you need information out of your pet stop, it's pretty simple. You can go online, yourpetstopinc.com, or you can call 221-2738. What else are we going to cover today?
Well, I have my... You know, my, of course, top 5 favorite things that I'm lacking number 5, as you've probably noticed.
Well, should we make one up during the break?
We could certainly make
one
up.
We could take a vote.
We could.
And maybe see if the audience wants to add a number 5 today.
Right? I'm 5-less, so I have failed on my 5 favorite things today, Bill. I have failed. But I got 4.
Well, that's 80%. That passes most tests.
Perfect.
That's Stacy Bach from Your Pet Stop. If you have questions, 336-1320. We're easy. We want to help you with your pets in the summertime. Fox Business News next on the half hour.
Hey, look.
My dog's better than your dog. My dog's better than yours.
You listening to this, Bill?
My dog's better because he gets kennel ration. My dog's better than yours.
My dog's better than yours, Bill.
It is now.
That's right.
But I have memories of dogs that we've had through the years.
My dog was the coolest dog, or it still is, the coolest dog in the whole world, Bill.
Why, Rev, if we might ask, is it the coolest dog in the whole world other than Ice Cube's?
Well, just because he is.
Because he is.
He does everything I ask him to, follows me everywhere. Never complains. Well, he always asks for something, but he never complains.
Sounds like a kid.
Better than my kids, Bill. Best kid I ever had, Bill.
Okay.
That's it. You know, I'm just kidding.
I know, but he's true. His dog is better than mine. And a couple of good reasons for that. Stacy's with us this morning from Your Pet Stop, 221-2738. The number to call if you have absolutely any questions. We know that people don't always want to share their questions on the air. No offense from our end. But if you want to call 221-2738 anytime, they can help answer your questions. Or you can go to the website, yourpetstopinc.com. You have some specials this month, and we neglected to mention those in the first half hour.
I know. What were we thinking? It's your fault, Bill.
It always is.
Yeah. Our July sales, again, Natural Balance. We're going to throw $10 off a large bag of food, $6 off a medium bag, $4 off a small, and $3 off the treats. You know, and speaking of treats, too, when you're doing a limited ingredient diet or even a grain-free, you know, it's always important to match those treats with your dog's diet just because you don't want to cross-contaminate those ingredients and be, you know, well, hey, my dog's not getting any better. Well, you know, if you're feeding a grain-free and you're giving a, you know, a corn-based milk bone, you know, that's going to be problematic. So always a good idea to keep those treats as close to your diet as you can.
All right, on to your favorite things, and you had a little problem with counting. It's the summertime. You're not in school, so it happens.
I'm not in school. Shoot. I am on my five favorite things. You know, I'm picking Kona chips this month as one of my number one favorite things. This is a great little company, and they're actually out of California. She makes a lot of chicken jerky, beef jerky, turkey jerky. We got beef bites, crunchy chicken strips. These are all USDA-inspected chicken breasts that she actually will cook to temp, and then she slices it and oven dries it. So it's as close to homemade jerky for your pet as what we could make at home ourselves. Awesome treat.
All right. That is your number one.
My favorite.
Normally we do five through one, but you didn't get to five, so it's hard to start with number five.
I know.
So do you want to go to number three or number two next?
Well, I'm just going to go in order. I'm going to go to number two.
All right. Be that way.
Number two is the Tasman's Bison Rawhides. And, you know, at first I don't want people to think, oh, she's saying rawhides are great. You know, your basic white rawhides are still problematic. They're still non-digestible. They're still going to get gooey and ooey when your dog chews it down. If he swallows that big piece, it's still going to kind of bloat up in his stomach and create problems. One thing unique about the Tasman's is that it is bison. It's made only with bison hides, and it actually includes the top full layer, which is unique in itself. You know, one thing nice about bison is they're 100% natural. They're raised without antibiotics or growth hormones, so you don't got nothing going on there. And most pets that are allergic or have allergies to chicken, beef, or pork, you know, don't have any reactions to these. And they're also going to be a softer chew, and they're much more digestible. So this is a great way to still have a lasting chew, a nice chew, but a safer chew.
Rev, you're a pet owner. Do you have any pro or con on rawhides?
Don't use them.
Really?
Never have, probably never will. I bought them some chew bones, you know. I bought him an actual real, one of those big beef bones a couple times when he's younger. But no. I give him just little dog treats once in a while and keep him on his food on a regular basis. No rawhide for Jack.
All right. Does that bother you that Rev went against you here on the rawhides?
No, I think it's great. You know, those regular rawhides that you see just about in any store, you know, if you do a little reading and a little research on them, I think you would be absolutely grossed out by what they're soaked in. And in how they are made. And I really think you would really think long and hard before ever purchasing them again.
So the dog doesn't know any better. It just tastes good or whatever. So he's
but this is number two on our list this week. Should you maybe put it down to number five, which you don't have anything?
Well, this is a different kind, though.
This is a different kind.
Yeah, but it's still rawhides. People hear rawhides and they react.
Right, they do.
That direction.
They do, and that's why, you know, that's why I want people to know, you know, you really got to look at what they are and what they're made from. You know, if you see one that's a bison one, in which case most of these hides are coming out of Colorado and South Dakota, actually. And you can read up the difference between your basic and your bison. You'll see why the bison ones are such a better choice. And they're really not any more expensive. You know, it's not a fancy, high-priced rawhide. It's still a nice, budget-friendly, safe, digestible, all-natural choice versus your ones that are just a little bit more scarier.
Stacy Bach, your pet stop, 221-2738, the number to call, or you can go online, yourpetstopinc.com. What you have is number three in the last week or two. Probably should be a little higher.
Yeah, the flies off spray. I tell you, we have been going through the sprays like crazy down at the store. You know, with all the stag water sitting around and just all the people out doing their outdoor, you know, weekend events. You know, there's a lot of little pests that bother us, the gnats and the mosquitoes and the flies, and they do with our pets as well. The Flies Off is amazing product. It's going to repel those gnats, the flies, the mosquitoes. You can spritz it all about your pet, and it also kills fleas, lice, and ticks. So it kind of gives you just everything you need for your dog to be in the outdoors. And it gives your pet that relief. You know, they get a lot of times they get them, you know, bugging around their face and their ears. This is safe to put around the ear. You know, you can always put a little on your finger and just kind of go a little around their muzzle with it. I wouldn't say take the bottle and spritz their face by any means, but it is safe to apply in that area, you know, done properly and safely. And, you know, it's not going to be greasy. It's not going to leave a residue. It's not harmful for them if you spray him and the next thing you know, he's chewing on his paw. You don't have that worry. You shouldn't have that fear. It's just going to give him a lot of relief. So
should the same spray you use for the pets or for yourself, can it be the same or are there reasons that it wouldn't be?
No, it should never be the same.
Why?
The ones that we use for ourselves have different active ingredients in them, and they are harmful if they are ingested, first of all. So, you know, don't put Deepwoods off on Fido and he chews his foot. That could be a problem.
Not a good thing.
Not a good thing. And second of all, it also could irritate or cause a little of discomfort sensation on their skin because of that, the different active ingredients in it. So you don't want them breaking out or having irritated skin or licking that off by any means.
The spray you would use on a dog, the same you'd use on any other outdoor animal?
Most of the time when you read the label, it will say safe for cats as well. You just want to make sure that you really read that label. I think our Flies Off does include the cat as well. I'm not 100% sure on that. I know another spray that we have down there does include your kitty cat as well if he's hanging outside with you.
You know, it's in this time frame, we do an ag show from time to time, and we have a lot of 4-H kids out there that are concerned about their pigs, their sheep, cows, whatever they might be having. Are there sprays that you can recommend for them? Because I know that they want to make sure that those animals are not ignored, particularly this time of year.
I have a shield spray. It's a nice big 20 or 24-ounce bottle. Actually, that works on your farm animals. It works on ponies, horses. You can spray baselines and perimeters of, you know, your pens or your living quarters. And it also is safe for your regular house pets. So it goes across the board. It works on the animal, and it also works on the outdoor perimeters.
Your top three, four or five, whatever it might be, depending on the month, are they going to be available online?
Online?
Yeah, with your PetStopInc.com.
Oh, you know, on our online, yourpetstopinc.com does have some of our products. I don't know that our newest ones, like our Flies Off spray, probably
isn't
listed.
Maybe you need to write a little blog for those people. That might be something that people right? don't always want to call.
Right.
But they have some questions, and why not take advantage of Doug and Annie and Stacy?
Right.
All the information that you have gathered, we need to share.
Yeah, we just actually started taking over the or getting back into the website, and so some of us, myself and Doug for sure, are a little bit illiterate on getting our stuff on there. We're kind of learning as we go, but you know, that is something. Yeah, that is a great idea, Bill.
Well, and if we can help you anyway with It's Your Business, to add to that.
Absolutely.
I know Doug will be calling and saying, Bill, we need you to do this. Doug will help any way we can. If Annie's being trained, Bill wants to be trained. We do have some events coming up. Do you want to share those again like we did in the first half hour?
Yeah. So this Saturday is July 13th from noon to 2 p.m. I'm going to have the Sioux Empire Pitbull Rescue. They're actually going to be doing a barbecue cookout. All their dogs will be present. You can come down, buy a hot dog. That money is then going to go right back into the rescue and help them out with their expenses and needs. And then, of course, the 20th of July, which is a Saturday, from noon to 2, we'll have our Dakota Dachshund Rescue down there. All the dogs that are available that can come out will be down there for you to meet. Or if you have questions or, you know, just want to learn about the breed, we encourage and invite you to come down and speak to the girls down there. they're always glad to sit and chat and tell you what you need to know. And there's always usually unique things you can buy, whether it be T-shirts, cookbooks, whatever. And that money is going to go right back in and help those little dogs, you know, be cared for.
Stacy Bach, Your Pet Stop, yourpetstopinc.com, 221-2738. I asked you before the show, and let's plan on doing this starting in August, that there are some animals that need rescued out
yes.
there. And perhaps with some of the ties that you have with the rescue centers that we have in Sioux Falls, it would kind of fit a couple of the talks I've heard at service clubs in the last month about the need to rescue and the fact that these people really take getting a good home for these animals as their number one priority.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, these ladies are phenomenal, and they do a lot of work. And there's a lot of people that help rescues, whether it be transports, foster homes, donating food. You know, we get a lot of people that just call down and say, hey, can I buy a bag of food over the phone with you today, and you give it to that rescue. And absolutely, we do that. You know, there's so much that they need and so much that they do. And we enjoy having meet and greets and getting the words out. You know, we're very big on adopt, don't shop. And we encourage everyone to, you know, take the time to learn about these rescues and these animals and, you know, see if there isn't a way you could help or even bring one into your home.
Stacy, one of the things that I like to do is talk about the 10 most common things you should ask before adopting. We're going to take a bit of a break. We'll come back and talk more about Your Pet Stop.
Perfect.
Welcome to Bark Out Loud Comedy Club tonight from New York. Give it up for Ms. Fluffy Poodle Fans.
Thank you, thank you. I'm so happy to be here with all you great-looking dogs. Any cats in the audience? All right, glad you're here. So, first time in Sioux Falls. Love it, love it. Everyone is so friendly, maybe a little too friendly. All the sniffing, but that's cool, it's cool. I really love Your Pet Stop. Got me a new collar for the show. Your Pet Stop has different collars for different situations. Do we have any pullers in the audience? No? No? Yeah, well, you know who you are. I once needed a special collar because I didn't know how to walk with my owner. I had to wear this crazy harness thing. Did it work? Yeah, because now he wears it. Well, thanks, guys. You've been great. Keep on sniffing and check out Your Pet Stop. They're your neighborhood fast stop pet stop at 501 East 41st Street. Get in, get out, and be on your way.
Sean Hannity, weekdays 2 to 5. Kello, News Talk 1320, 107.9.
It's Christmas in July, Bill.
You know, Christmas is less than 6 months away now.
Christmas in July, Bill.
Why not? It's the time that we do it.
Yeah, we're like halfway there. Let's just light it up with some jingle dogs.
I like that. It's better than Who Let the Dogs Out.
Yep, and we're not going to do Who Let the Dogs Out.
No, we aren't.
Because I can't find it.
So. Stacy's with us from Your Pet Stop, 221-2738, or yourpetstopinc.com if you have any questions. We talked a little bit about the fact that we need friends, pet friends, and you have some common things that you think that people should ask before adopting, and I'll bet you've learned these through the years.
Yes. you just really got to go by the list just because it makes your life, the dog's life, and everyone's life a little bit simpler. You know, but you should always ask yourself, you know, why it is that you truly want the pet. You really need to seriously think about it. You need to analyze, you know, your lifestyle, your daily routine. And then you need to have a family meeting to make sure that everyone is on board. You know, it takes the whole family to, you know, help out. You know, there's lots of walks, feeding, playtime. You know, it's always good to really do your research. The more you know about the animal, the better choice you'll make. You know, there are some people that just want a dog that'll hang out and watch TV at night on the couch, you know, and there's some breeds that, you know, constantly are active and they need to go, they need to run, they need a lot of high energy. So it's important to find one that fits you. you know, it's also important, like I said, to go down and meet the rescue or to go to the animal shelter and meet the animal and interact. Animals do have their own unique personalities. And when you spend time with them, you'll kind of get to know that. And you need to find one that kind of fits your personality or the personality of your family. You know, never be impulsive. You know, I know a lot of times you see that dog sitting there and they look sad or you feel bad for them. You know, that's not a logical reason to bring him home. And then you really just need to be realistic and kind of accept that there's going to be a lot of adjustments. And you need to create rules and stick to them. And most importantly, be patient. You know, animals, when they transition into a new home, you know, they're going to be anxious and nervous, maybe have a little fear. So, you know, it takes a couple weeks for them to transition. So, I mean, if you get him home and he's, you know, acting nervous or he's hiding out, that's not necessarily how that pet's going to be. You know, he's just getting used to you and your home and your routine. You know, new people, new surroundings. A lot of times when people get a puppy, they, you know, they're quick to say, oh, I picked this dog up. I want to put him on better food. And, you know, and that's a transition that takes place after the dog is transitioned into his home. You know, we don't recommend that you do everything at one time because he needs to transition in phases so that it's just a little bit easier on him and it'll be easier on you as well.
Stacy from your Pet Stop, 221-2738 or yourpetstopinc.com. Stacy, you've been on 5 or 6 shows now?
Yeah, I think so.
Why are you involved with pets? Finding them homes, making sure that they eat properly, loving Annie the way you do.
Yeah. You know, dogs, I've always been a pet person. I mean, across the board. I've always enjoyed animals. After I got involved, I didn't know a lot about rescues in our area until actually I started working at Your Pet Stop, you know, which has been close to 3 years. And once I started learning about them and learning where a lot of these little animals came from and just the story behind rescues, it just kind of took over a lot for me emotionally. I feel like, you know, it's incredible. Some of our customers that come in, you know, just kind of become like family. They just come down and, you know, and hang out and talk. And, you know, some of our customers, I mean, the first time they came in, their puppies were like as big as my hand. And now they're like 150-pound dog, you know. And so they kind of grow with you and become your family, you know, and it's something you do every day. And I think, you know, as the more you learn and the more that you do this kind of work, the more important it becomes to you, and the more important it is to pass it on to other people, you know, because people only know, you know, what they read, what they're taught or what, you know, there is shared with them from other people. And, you know, a lot of times people don't understand, you know, the importance of feeding a good food or the importance of vet care and, you know, shots and vaccinations and, you know, dental cleanings and all of that. And so, you know, to me, it's just so beneficial and rewarding to kind of help people see that there are a lot of things that are important to keep our animals healthy. And, you know, it's a simple thing to do. So
that's it.
That's it.
With a nice bow tied around it. You're at 501 East 41st.
We are. 501 East 41st between Minnesota and Cliff Avenue on that little stretch of road there.
And Doug makes sure that the people that are going to be dealing with the public are well trained. What kind of training do you get? And is it an ongoing training?
It's always ongoing. You know, foods, ingredients, everything switches up almost on a daily basis. You know, he makes sure that we're all trained in no ingredients, why they're good and why they're bad. When foods come out and our reps come in and talk to us, they're very educational for us. They usually explain their products, you know, what's good, what's bad about them, the reasons that they work and why. And then, of course, you know, we have a huge training manual. So any of our new staff that comes in, you know, our new manual is wrote out by Erin, the original gal that started out with Doug. She pretty much knows everything there is to know. Super smart.
But I'm sure she learns every day, too.
She does. You know, it's something where if we don't know the answer, we research it. We'll find the answer. If we don't feel like we found the right answer, you know, we'll call our rep and say, hey, you know, what's going on with this, or, you know, what is the reason or whatever behind this? And we'll get the answers.
Question I would ask you, you would talk about the reps and the food. And obviously any rep, any salesperson is going to promote their product. How do you cut through the BS as to what works, what doesn't work?
Right. You know, to me, we're blessed. Our wellness rep is a phenomenal guy, very educated, comes in, you know, tells you what's going on, what's not. I mean, all of our reps are. But when it actually comes down to the actual product and ingredients, usually, you know, Doug, with all of his knowledge, could be like, you know, I'm interested in learning more about this food, and he will on our own time to decide if it's something that he wants to carry in the store or not. And he pretty much is the deciding factor. So I don't think there isn't too much you can stump Doug with. So
I would guess even Doug learns from those people that use your services, use your products, because that's almost test monkeys in the field that are learning what works, what doesn't work. And in time, things change a little bit. So do animals, so do our conditions.
Oh, absolutely. You know, and one thing that's great is usually when we bring in a new product and we have someone that's like, you know, willing to give it a go, you know, we always say to them, you know, this product is new to us. And so we encourage and love the feedback, because that's how we're going to know, you know, how it's actually working or how it's benefiting your pet. You know, and that's something that we're always very open with our customers when they say, oh, well, how does this food compare to this? If it's a new one, you know, we'll explain the ingredients and the points of why it would be a good food. And we also explain, you know, it's new to us. It's new on our shelves, you know, and if you're going to give it a go, we would, you know, we would love all feedback. So, and one thing too, you're never stuck with food from us. You know, if we get you going on a food and it's just not working out, we always encourage you to bring it back and try something else. You know, sometimes first option's not the only option, and sometimes the first option isn't the right option. So we will run that route with you until we get it right.
We only have a couple of minutes left, but you've been in training, you said 3 years?
Almost.
Okay. I would guess with your pets, and you have how many pets?
I have 3.
All right. Have you done things a little different with your pets since you got all of this training? And if so, give us a couple of examples, because it might help those listening.
Yeah, when I first started Your Pet Stop, my dog's favorite treats were bacon strips. And they haven't seen bacon strips in a long time. And you know, they didn't eat great food. And now they eat Merrick. So they've done a 360. I fed the worst treats and the worst food ever. And so after about 4 or 5 months, they transitioned. And I tell you, my one little guy, he really put up a fit when he had to get rid of bacon strips.
I'll bet, yeah.
Oh, it was a protest.
I'm sure.
Rev, with your pets, what do you learn when you listen to Stacy during an hour?
Well, they know what they're doing down there, and you can really relax when you go there because they'll set you the right direction. But the coolest thing to me about Your Pet Stop is the actual store itself, because you go there and you walk in, it's just an awesome looking store. I mean, it's really nice in there. Everything's all neat and organized and looks good. But the by far the coolest thing to me is you pull up to the store, you park 20 feet from the door. You're not walking across a parking lot for a quarter mile or something. If you need something for your pet, swing over to the Pet Stop today, because you'll park right by the door and you'll be in and out of there in just a few minutes. I mean, it's awesome. That's why I go there, because it's so fast. You don't have to deal with Wally World's parking lot or nothing.
Is Rev pretty typical of the people that come and experience Your Pet Stop?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, we look small, but we got a lot of stuff.
They got it all. Yeah.
There's nothing we don't have, so.
Sounds like a community bank that knows the people when they come in. 501 East 41st, the address. 221-2738, or you can go online to yourpetstopinc.com, the fastest improving website in Sioux Falls. Would you agree, Stacy?
I would totally agree, Bill.
We'll talk to you next month. For now, though, our time's up. Thank you for yours.